Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Official website, that's at www.freddyjackson.com.
.net, not .com, .net. It's been a fantabulous week of music, man, but you might say that all the time, man. Hey, ask and ye shall receive. You know, we got a very special artist spotlight today on a very talented Miss Alexis Nicole. So we're waiting for her phone call to pick up the public saxophone. But in the meantime, let's get into some Alexis Ayana with All My Love. You know what? No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. my program director looking at okay, you the boss. I understand. This fantastic young lady, I had an opportunity to have her on the show not once, but twice. This is the third single from her hit debut EP, of course, Daybreak, with her new hit single, How That Feel. Captivating singer, songwriter, the one and only Miss Alexis Nicole. Lord have mercy. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio again the phenomenal Miss Alexis Nicole. Princess, how are you doing? Hello, it's okay to speak. I got you. I guess we have a bad connection. It's okay, family. It's all right. Just taking some little technical issues. But in the meantime, until we get everything, work out the kinks, I got you here. So just kind of sit back, relax. Let's get lost in some more Blueprint music with Alexis Ayana, All My Love, here in the Zone of LOTO Radio. So let's see if we can go to the line. Is this Princess Alexis on the line?
Hello.
Well, hello, my love. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Would you care to identify yourself?
This is Alexis Nicole.
Really?
Back again. Right?
Long time no see, my love. How's everything been going with you?
Everything is going all right. You know, happy to be in another season so we can get some sunshine and warm weather. And, you know, just really eager to introduce some more music to the world, to the guys, and, you know, just enjoy the summertime.
You know what?
It's quickly approaching.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was mentioning to one of my colleagues, I think it has been a little bit over a month, and I told them to check you out when you did your live streaming video performance, and they mm-hmm. shook their head. I said, yeah, she's bad. She's bad. You know what? I'm so thoroughly impressed with your progression as far as your live performances are concerned, and the debutee, of course, man, Daybreak has been getting a lot of positive feedback. Did you expect from your end that you would get this much love and this positive feedback from the debut EP?
I don't want to say it was expected, because, you know, everything is subjective, especially when you're creative. Everybody is not going to take to your art, your expression. No, it definitely was not expected. It was a bit overwhelming at first, especially, you know, Daybreak was the first project that I dropped in a very long time. So just to kind of, you know, reemerge and to come back and to be accepted with open arms, it was, you know, it's an amazing feeling. It's definitely an amazing feeling.
Well, you've been very busy. Every time I turn around, I'm getting messages. She's making videos. She's here. She's there. We just missed each other. You went to L.A. and I left, I think, a couple of days early. And you were in L.A. I said, wow, she is busy. Did you ever think that we get to this point? You could have, I mean, the business can be very, it can be very dominant in this aspect, especially when you're an independent artist, because you're doing a lot of lead work and you have to get out there and promote your brand. Did you think you would be this busy at this point in 2017?
That one I can honestly say kind of, yeah. The thing that I kind of had been doing in my absence as an artist is still staying active as a writer, as a producer, as you know, I do some creative things in the film, visual industry as well. So what happened, what I did not expect, is for Daybreak to take off the way that it did and then to compile on top of my schedule. Now that was a bit much. But, you know, it's all a blessing. Yeah, I'm in Virginia right now. I have to be in Tennessee on Saturday. And then back in Atlanta on Monday. And then, yeah. So
my
life, it happens 24 hours at a time. You know? Just day by day.
Hey, the life of an independent artist, my love. I'm not mad at you. I'm actually extremely proud of you. You love the studio. I've had an opportunity personally see you in the studio. And I just kind of sat back because I know me, I love being in the studio as far as doing voiceover work and different things. But you sit there and I see you just kind of engulf yourself as far as the different things that you've been doing in the studio and actually honing your skills a lot more. Can you express to the listeners out there as far as what it means to you, that kind of level of freedom, or what kind of freedom do you have when you're in the studio as far as in the creative process?
I think that, honestly, out of every facet of being an artist, that I am more engulfed and more engaged in the creative process. That is actually the part of the artistry that I'm in love with, is the creation process. So the studio is more home than anywhere else, and it's just an amazing feeling to be able to be in the studio to hear something or to create something and know that, you know, the voice of what you're about to put on this piece of music or something of the sort, you know, will be heard by many, and you know, and people will actually gravitate towards it. So that is what I think is, you know, the most beautiful aspect. So in the studio, I'm like a kid in a candy store, you know, a child in a playground. It is absolutely, you know, exciting to me, every moment of it. There's no time, you know, the studio is like a time capsule. I'll go in at 2 in the afternoon and come out and it's the next day. And I'm like, oh, what did I miss? Oh, it's a whole nother day. Didn't know that. Hi everybody! I have 4 new songs, and that's usually how it happens. You know, I peek my head out, and I'm like, "Oh, a whole day has kind of past me. But, you know, like I said, it's like having the time of my life. You know, when I was an athlete, you know, playing ball and catching, you know, and having a win and celebrating with your team, that still, to this day, has not been able to match the feeling of creating inside of the studio. So it's definitely something that I don't think that I could live without. So it is a blessing to be able, you know, to have those moments.
You know, I've always said I compare being in the studio is like being in Toys R Us or being in KB Toy Stores, because everything is at your disposal. You can do so many different things as far as from the creative process. And speaking of creative process, what has you most proud about your debut EP? If you kind of just pinpoint two particular things that has you most proud.
I think the thing that I'm the most proud of in regards to Daybreak would be just the visual aspect of it. You know, the music is something that happened. Daybreak was, you know, just a conglomerate of sounds. They are cohesive, but yet they're all of the songs on Daybreak are different. And that was, you know, kind of my attempt to gauge what sounds my audience gravitates to the most from me. Like, where sonically do you all love Alexis Nicole? But the visual aspect of it is really, really where, you know, I got a chance to see the growth as an artist. I got a chance to see, you know, just see, like, the out-of-the-box creativity. And that's what made, you know, me the most proud in being able to work with Kinship Works and my brother Tracy, the director and the crew that I work with for the entire Daybreak. He's a childhood friend of mine. So that was absolutely exciting for us to, you know, to link back up in another state in a different, you know, time in our lives and be able to join forces, you know, and kind of compile our creativity together and put something out that everybody is proud of, that, you know, is definitely forward, you know, in terms of independent artists or just in terms of the way that people interpret visuals or music video as a whole. So that would definitely be what I'm absolutely the most proud of.
You know, one of the things that I told you the last time, one of the things that I find so impressive about you and also the EP is that a lot of times we have a tendency as artists to go into studio and we go overboard as far as we have all these toys at our disposal, and we can sit up and do what we want to do as far as create different sounds and everything. And then we do so much, it takes away from the raw feel from the artist. And listening to Daybreak, I had an opportunity just to hear your voice, your vocals, especially in the live performance that you gave on Facebook. And I must say, you felt right at home. To me, it didn't even come across as a concert or a live performance. You really enjoyed yourself into the form, almost a form of freedom of escapism as far as doing your live performances.
Absolutely. I can agree to that. Everybody that knows me, I am the most simple. I'm very much the girl next door. You know, I'm addicted to workout clothes and comfortable attire. And, you know, like, you know, I'm just a normal girl. And transforming into artist mode, you know, the a person that does not do this, a person that, you know, is not an artist or really doesn't understand what it takes to prepare for something of that nature, to be able to be okay with being completely vulnerable, you know, for everyone to see and accept, that's a lot that mentally, physically, you know, emotionally has to go into that. And to be able to stand there, it is definitely a relief. On stage, I feel like that is, for lack of better words, like an alter ego of mine. You know, I'm so laid back and nonchalant in my everyday, and then when I'm on stage, it allows me to, you know, to completely be free. It's just as you stated, and it is an amazing feeling.
You know, because it's kind of hard. I don't want to say hard. it can be challenging balancing two different personas. As you said, the girl next door, I don't like to use the term girl, the lady next door, Lord have mercy, and then the artist. Then the artist. There's so much emphasis put on a woman showing such a sense of femininity, especially in their music is concerned. For you, just talking to you, you've always had this very strong presence about you. I say what I mean. I mean what I say. For you, do you think for you that has it become a lot more, I guess, simplistic for you to express, give people a little bit more insight on who Alexis Nicole is as far as a sense, a little bit more sense of vulnerability on who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person?
Yes, it has definitely become easier over the years. You know, we all know that there is another level of red tape for women, especially, you know, women who don't necessarily want to jump into the industry standard of where the music business feels like all women should fall all the time. But the older I get, the more mature I get, the more at peace I become with Alexis, the easier it is to just let people know who I am, because that's all that I can be. And I think that, you know, as an artist, it is so imperative to be true to yourself, both on and off camera, on and off the stage. And that, to me, is that gray area where a lot of people, a lot of artists, a lot of entertainers get lost. Because when you have to hold up another persona that is not you, or not even, you know, a piece of who you really are, that is the taxing part. So, yeah, every day it becomes a bit easier to just be Alexis. And like I said, the older I get, I'm saying this with the absolute utmost respect, but the older I get, the less I actually care about how people perceive me. And, you know, I just, it's me. So everybody's not going to like it. Everybody's not going to love it. I am who I am, and the people who do, and those are the people who, you know, I care to, I cherish, the people who respect and admire and support Alexis, not just Alexis Nicole. Those are the people, you know, that I try to give my all to. You know, I'm always going to be Alexis Nicole, because music is a part of me. It's a part of who I am, and it's a part of my life. So I don't ever foresee that coming to an end. But, you know, being Alexis as a person in front of people, that is a level of vulnerability that I had to learn how to be a little bit more comfortable with. And now I'm completely, you know, at peace with it, because I continue to grow, but I've grown to this point into who I am. And that's pretty much all I can be. I don't really know how to be anyone else. So
that's a part of the beautiful experience of growth. When this growth and the journey of finding out and discovering who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person. You know, it's I look back and it's funny to me, because I remember one of the things you told me. You said, you know what, I want to be more than just an artist. I said, what do you mean by that?
Absolutely.
I want to be an overall business person. I want to be able to control every aspect and different aspects, not just music, but I want to spread my brand out. Can you tell the listeners out there, as far as the upcoming artists that are remotely thinking about getting into business, as far as how imperative it is to have that kind of level of control over your career and being able to successfully get your brand out there?
You know, my stance has still not changed.
Good morning. When are you guys coming to LA?
You guys already see it?
Well, this was one of the men.
Hello?
I'm here, my love.
Yes. Okay, sorry about that. Has still not changed. I think that, especially the way that, you know, the industry is turning, it's the age of the independent. It is the age of, you know, of the go-getters, of the people who are unafraid you know, to kind of to follow their gut, to follow their dream, to follow their heart. It is, you know, all the entrepreneurs, whether it's music, whether you want to open a sports bar, a restaurant, you know, it's time for that.
Right.
So as an artist, it's definitely imperative to at least, at the absolute least, be able to know and understand where your benefits come from, you know, how you can benefit, how you can make money, how you can turn, you know, your passion into revenue, and exactly, you know, what your rights are in regards to your intellectual property and publishing and all of that good stuff. So even if your desire is never to be, you know, the head of a label, or you don't want to get into the business aspect so deep, you know, you may not want to dive in head first. However, I think that, you know, every artist should definitely, at the absolute bare minimum, understand, you know, the basics of how to protect yourself, how to protect yourself, and how to potentially turn your hobby, your craft, your passion, turn your gifts into, you know, revenue. And that to me is important. Now, my goal, as already stated, is to expand into a bigger brand, into the business of many different facets. You know, I have a few you know, hobbies and passions and things that I'm very, very passionate about, that I am adamant about, you know, trying to secure different avenues for those passions as well. But meanwhile, music is always going to be my love. It always has been, and again, it always will be. So even if, you know, in 3 years Alexis Nicole is over here doing this, or, you know, Alexis Nicole has launched XYZ, the music will never stop. It will never stop. But it's definitely important to me to be indispensable. And the more knowledge that you have, not just as an artist, but as a person, as a human, as an adult, the more knowledge that you have and you hold, you know, the more indispensable you are, the more valuable you are in whatever your career field or path actually is. So I think that is way more important than, you know, than even learning small things like engineering, or, you know, it's great. I can engineer, that's awesome, but it doesn't hold more weight to me than understanding, you know, my rights and my worth as a business. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, where we're headed to now musically, as far as branding, as far as money, monetary overall, has been geared outside the United States. What can we expect from you as far as possibly, if not this year, hopefully by 2018, you'll get an opportunity to do some touring outside the United States, knock on wood, maybe in England, maybe somewhere in Europe.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Myself and my team, we are working diligently right now to, you know, just kind of comb through all of the opportunities that are presenting themselves, and even the ones that have not yet. We just want to make sure that, you know, that we're prepared for everything, and we are definitely already already gearing towards setting up, you know, some overseas and some international dates, as well as some stateside dates as well. But
okay.
Yeah, as you stated, I definitely would say that an overseas, or, you know, an international leg of a tour is on the way. And hopefully, like you said, you know, by the end of this year, but definitely by the top of next year, you know, I'll be on the road somewhere, coming to a city, state, or, you know, province near you. Right now, what we're doing is just gearing up to do
okay.
Stuff. I'm setting up to do something really cool with dropping quite a bit of new music before the end of this year as well too.
Okay.
So got some new
okay.
stuff coming, new visuals, new music, new everything is just gonna come, so that people can understand that Alexis Nicole is serious, and, you know, people respond differently to another level of consistency. And so that, you know, is our goal, to just remain consistent with my fans and with the people who may just be catching on to Alexis Nicole. Well, if you just got here, then stay tuned, because
there
we
you
got
go.
More. And, you know, if if you've been faithful and been riding with us, we've still got more. So, you know, don't change the station just yet.
Absolutely. And remember, family, the new EP, of course, Daybreak, is available for download. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Alexis Nicole official website at www.thealexisnicole.com. How That Feel? Lord have mercy. What a title. Different. What does How That Feel mean to Alexis Nicole?
How That Feel was the final track on the Daybreak album, and it is a fun record. It is kind of like, it's kind of flaunty, you know, and I'm not sure if that's a word. I'm pretty sure it's not, but it's going to fit for this. It's really it's a flaunt, you know, record, but still in a very tasteful manner. But it is for everyone that's ever been, you know, overlooked, everyone that has ever experienced, you know, doubters or naysayers. It's the overcoming factor of saying, like, hey, I'm still here. I still made it. So, hey, how does it feel? How does it feel to try to, you know, to derail something and not succeed? And so that's for every person that has ever run into that in whatever, you know, whatever area of life it is. But How That Feel is, it's very fun. To me, it's future meets funk. You know, it's very reminiscent of the funk and a really, really, you know, that style of music. But there's a new age element to it. And, you know, I think it's a pretty cool mesh of the two worlds. But it's just a fun record. It's a fun record for everyone to just say, hey, I still did it.
Yes, Lord.
You know, and I hope that everybody, you know, kind of got that from it. I hope that everybody received it with this initial intent.
Well, the feedback that I've been seeing about the single has been incredible. I mean, it's been real. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay. She's really doing her thing. She is persistent. She's on the grind. She's making things happen. She's not waiting for Ed McMahon to come knocking on her door to give her something. She's really putting in the time and effort to make things happen, and that really thoroughly impresses me. And speaking of impressing me, impressing the rest of the listeners, let's get into it. The latest single, of course, from the fantastic debut EP from Alexis Nicole, Daybreak, with How That Feel, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
It's official.
Now tell me what's wrong. Came a long way, didn't we? Mama, we made it.
Alexis Nicole, yes, Lord, from her EP Daybreak, How That Feel, in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, you can catch up with Alexis on Facebook at Alexis Nicole Music, M-U-Z-I-K, number one. Also on Instagram and Twitter, the Alexis Nicole. And be sure, hey, you know what? I must admit, the teddy bear has already purchased a keychain from Alexis Nicole official website. So, hey, let your first move be a best move. Make sure you stop by her official website and purchase a keychain, man. That's at www.thealexisnicole.com. Princesses, it's always a pleasure for me to have you on the show. You know, this is your home. Hopefully, very soon, you will make your way down here to the great state of Texas so we can have you here in the studio, and hopefully, you'll give us a performance.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great, great plan. And understand, Teddy, when that keychain is actually an unlimited, what's the way to say it? It's unlimited downloads. The QR code on the back of the keychain is a changeable link. So it's kind of exclusive. So once you purchase that, then there will be exclusive music that is only for Flash Crystal holders and everything. And what I'll do is I'll send out an email to everyone that has purchased it whenever new music or something is uploaded, and you just scan it and it'll download right to your phone and you never have to go anywhere else. So anything from the time that you purchase forever with Alexis Nicole, you hold on to that keychain and you forever have access.
Family, you gotta love it. She's on it. She's on her business. She's about her business. Laura Hammers. You got to love it. Yes, Lord. Again, I'm so proud of you. You know what? Before the year's over, I must ask, are you planning on doing any more live streaming from Facebook as far as performances are concerned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got some things that are coming up. I started New Music Wednesday, so every Wednesday there will be something that drops. It may be a trailer. It may be a new song, a video, something that will drop every Wednesday. And then on Fridays, I started Friday Vibes with Alexis Nicole. So I'll start going live every Friday. I may play something that's dropping on the next Wednesday. I may do a live excerpt. You never know. So stay tuned. When May hits, Friday Vibes will commence. And every Friday, I'll be live on my social media. So make sure everyone tunes in.
All right. You heard it here first, family. My love, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been busy. You've been running from pillar to post, but thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today, okay?
Absolutely. As always, thank you for having me. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend.
Absolutely. You do the same, my love.
Thank you.
All right. The super talented, Alexis Nicole, Lord have mercy, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, her WEP Daybreak is available, free download. Just let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.thealexisnicole.com. Also, you can catch up with her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's a beautiful thing. And speaking of some magnificent therapeutic music, let's go back in time. Glenn Lewis, It's Not Fair, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Can't be thee that the heart of my world got me on my knees, praying my eyes on dying to me. I felt the whole life around you, in an instant we were through. As our future disappears, falling like tears on the dreams of our love, it's all we share. It's not fair, I was true to you. Respectful care, said that you'd be guess in return. You was like a brother to me, but now I see you was just waiting your turn. When I was out at work, y'all was doing dirt, stealing my heart away. Shed everything with you, all I was going through. Now dark skies are simple, eyes are here to see. There's a chance I was true to you. I promise that I'm down. You gon' turn around and betray the trust I had in you. It's a chance. After all I treated you. You give life with everything I am. I'm here for you to be happy. Now slowly the life of love you breathe into my heart is slipping away, dying a day. If only never thought I'd live to see disrespecting me. your name.
Jackson, Janae, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I want to send out a very special thank you to the super talented Alexis Nicole. Thank you, my love, for joining us. Remember, family, her debut EP, Daybreak, is available for download. Just let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website at www.thealexisnicole.com. Lord have mercy. And speaking of unique, gifted, and talented, Lord have mercy, it was truly a pleasure, no, an honor to have the legendary Freddie Jackson on the show yesterday. So without further ado, let's get into it. Here's the latest from Freddie Jackson, One Night, from his upcoming album, Love Signals, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Been far too long, so it's hard to believe. unusual for you to just not call me. It's unusual for you to stop loving me.
And supporters of LOTO Radio. Without you, there is no zone, and there's definitely no teddy bear. So my cup runneth over with gratitude. And yeah, just a teaspoon, no, a tablespoon of honey. Lord help me. Again, special thank you to Alexis Nicole, of course, and also my man, the legendary Freddie Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us. And last but certainly not least, captivating actress, my goodness, Nasiya Lucia. Yeah, you can see her on the upcoming Sharknado, Sharknado 5, that's going to be on the Sci-Fi Network coming this August. So be on the lookout for that. Again, thanking everyone. I want to thank my staff, of course, my right hand, my program director, Tammy. Thank you so much. Without you, my goodness, the teddy bear would definitely be lost, and all the rest of my staff. Man, Your assistance has been invaluable. Again, I want to thank everybody in your family. Be sure to stop by the official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. While you're there, get the latest updates and also 24-hour live streaming music. We want R&B, jazz, gospel, shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. On that note, as in always, keep it soulful. Hey, you're in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Love, the heart of sympathy, I understand. that I wanna be a better man. You know that love has no compromise. If you think I wanna be a